Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. The Reverend John Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. When Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This has already been a hard week, kind of, for sermons so far. On Monday, we beheld Jesus and Mary and Joseph. We saw the perfect and sinless child putting his parents to shame, putting us to shame with them. And then we heard yesterday that by works of the law, no one can be justified. Righteousness is expected everywhere this week. Where can we find it? Well, we find it here, revealed in the Jordan River today. Let it be so now, for it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. Here also, the righteousness of God is being manifested to faith apart from the law, the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't really think that Romans 3 from yesterday belonged with Jesus' baptism. Where was baptism mentioned at all in yesterday's scripture? The righteousness that God bestows, the justification he declares to each of us, happens on the cross of Christ, when he was put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. That's a Reformation Day passage. It's a good Lutheran fare. It's not a matter of Jesus' baptism or ours. But consider again what you just sang. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit, for here in baptism, faith sees the crimson flood to all our ills bring healing, the wonders of his precious blood, the love of God revealing to us. The propitiation by Christ's blood poured out for us on his cross is poured out to us in our baptism. It's bringing us his benefits, his wonders. And in so many marvelous ways, this is manifested to us in Jesus' baptism, also in the very event, as the whole rest of the hymn sings about. The very same righteousness is being fulfilled and revealed to you when Jesus is in the water. Now, John the Baptist would have stopped it all. His baptism is for calling sinners to repentance. It's for the forgiveness of sins. So really, nothing could fit worse with that than a sinless man like Jesus. But Jesus comes not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He comes to exchange himself for these sinners and to effect that forgiveness that John has been proclaiming. Indeed, here we see God making him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we may become the righteousness of God. The sinless one is numbered among sinners here. He's standing with us in solidarity. What sort of solidarity that is might need a little clarification. It's not, as the Pharisees imagined it, an abomination that he is a doer of evil or an approver of evil, as we sometimes are. No, Jesus did not come and become thick as thieves with us in our sin. No. All these things John would have forbidden too. But Jesus is, as we heard yesterday, both just and the justifier. He does not pass over former sins with a wave of his hand. Oh, that's no big deal. Rather, it is just as Isaiah foretold it. He was numbered among transgressors, and on him was laid the iniquity of us all. Behold, he really is the Lamb of God who bears away the sins of the world. Now, I always had this backwards in my mind. I imagine that John had been preaching about the Lamb of God for a long time, and then only later did Jesus come back to him to be baptized. That's not at all how the Gospel of John lays it out for us clearly. The Baptist proclaims him the Lamb of God and then immediately cites as proof of that what had already been revealed to him sometime before that when Jesus was baptized. And the very next day then, John preaches the same sermon again. Behold, the Lamb of God. He sends Andrew and his friend off to follow him. And the significance is this, dear friends. The baptism of Jesus revealed him to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain. That's what the Lord said to John. That's him. That's the Christ. And it is then fitting for this Christ to be baptized with a sinner's baptism, to be numbered right among transgressors who are so unlike him, because he fulfills all righteousness by bearing our sins away. The purpose of lambs that don't have any blemishes is not to stand apart. It's not to be pristine and live into long old age. Their purpose is to be sacrificed. And so our Lord Jesus comes to see the Spirit of peace descending onto him, to see, hear the Father's voice declare his pleasure in the Son. That is to see all of Isaiah's beautiful 53rd chapter, that Good Friday prophecy, begin to unfold already. The servant of the Lord is being identified and marked here in his baptism. He is being anointed for his office and his task. God lays on his beloved and well-pleasing Son the iniquity of all of us, that many may be accounted righteous. So then you have found forgiveness. You have found rest for bruised consciences. He is righteous, that he may be your refuge. And at his baptism, it was publicly declared, and at your baptism, it was declared directly to you, joining you to his saving life and death. Surely he has borne our griefs and our sorrows. And it is the Father's pleasure that he should make intercession for transgressors. Now let it be so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.